The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing good.
We have with us, for the second week in a row, Dale Mutchler, owner of Permaglaze. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for being back with us. We appreciate your time. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we cover many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising property for over 40 years.
We have almost 20 realtors, don't we?
We do.
Oh, my goodness. During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live Webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners. I look at the counter on that page. We get thousands of hits a week. It's unbelievable.
I don't understand that, but whatever. I really can't figure that one out, but whatever.
We do.
Okay.
I do. I see the numbers. It's true.
There's a lot of people out there with time on their hands.
I got a friend, Bobby, in Brooklyn. He loves to tell me what's going on at the corners. He'll call me. He goes, oh, you're going to get lunch? I said, where are you? He says, I'm at the office. I said, oh, my God.
The most important thing of the day, lunch, right? Okay. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Check us out on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. And if there's anybody out there that has a topic related to real estate, we'd love to hear from you if you run a business, manage a business, own a business, and you feel like you probably spend a lot of money marketing and promoting that business. And here's a opportunity to, you know, have some people learn about that business, especially if you can express yourself well.
That's right. No one word answers.
Right?
That's right.
But one of the hardest things when we started the show, the hardest thing for me, one of the biggest obstacles I had to overcome was fear. Let's be honest, the fear of the microphone and being in here and talking on air. However, once that fell away, the biggest obstacle I now have 6 years later is finding a guest.
Right. As soon as we call up and I say, you know, we do a radio show, we'd like to have you on. Goodbye. Because they think it's going to, you know, oh, I'm going to try and sell them something. No, we're here. An educated consumer is our best customer. That's what they used to say on a commercial in New York. And what we try to do is educate the consumer. We're not here going, rah, 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 buy a house from us. We're the best. We're trying to educate people and get out a nice message. You know, keep people interested.
Now, Dale, do we bite? Do we growl? Do we bite?
Absolutely not.
Do you have fun here? Yes.
Sure. Right. Sure.
So this is your second time doing this,
yes.
and it's good for business, right?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
People belong to groups, B&I groups, and spend a lot of money in the paper and promoting their business, advertising, and this is just another way.
Yes, it is. It works for us.
Okay. Dale Mutchler, owner of Permaglaze. Where are you located? How long have you been doing what you do? What do you do?
Okay. We are at the 849 Scranton Carbondale Highway in Dixon City. We're in the Cinema Plaza, just up from the Five Guys, if people know where that's at.
Yeah, I know where that is.
And most people know where that's at. Most guys know where Five Guys is at. And most women know where the Suburban Casuals are at. So we're directly across the street from Suburban Casuals. So put a little plug in for those guys. One of the things we do is reglazing of all sorts of kitchen and bathroom fixtures. Obviously, bathtubs, sinks, tile, countertops. And then the other thing we do is the acrylic bath systems. And they are putting a new tub in, putting a tub over a tub, taking an old tub out, put a walk-in shower, putting new like acrylic wall systems in. So that gets pretty involved, too, as far as the processes go, as far as the capability of the material. One thing as far as like the reglazing goes, and from a real estate standpoint, I have a lot of realtors call me that they say, we found this beautiful house. These people really love it, but there's pink tile or there's avocado green or harvest gold that they just want to freshen up tape. They really love the house, but they're afraid of the expense of, you know, maybe investing $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to remodel a bathroom. But we can go in and reglaze it, you know, maybe one or two or three colors, and the whole process can take, you know, a day, 2 days, 3 days, depending on colors and dry times and that sort of thing. So it can make the bathroom look brand new again with virtually, you know, maybe a tenth of what the cost would be, or less what the cost would be of a whole, you know, gutting and putting a whole brand new system in. So it's a really neat process. And then the other thing, on the other end of the coin, from the from a realtor's standpoint, people who are trying to sell their home, they want to freshen up, look nice before they put it on the market. They know that people are going to come in and say, oh my gosh, that's a green tile. What are we going to do with that? They're automatically thinking thousands and thousands of dollars. So if they do make an offer on the house, they want to lowball the homeowner because of that, because, oh, we have to invest in this. But if they go in, if the homeowner has this reglaze and change the color, update things and make it look fresh and new again, they're obviously going to have no better appeal for people to come in to look at the home.
True story, I had a property in Dunmore. It was several years ago. It was about 5 or 6 years ago. And exactly that happened. They had it on the market. It was a higher end home. And everybody that went through, the feedback was, we have to do kitchen and bath, kitchen and bath, kitchen and bath. So the offers were not coming in where the seller wanted them to be or thought they should be. Mm-hmm. So they did take the house off the market. You guys came in and they redid the baths and they turned around and they were able to get their asking price then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it sells much quicker then. I could tell you tons of stories from over my years of experience. We had one in Clark Summit where we were doing a house on one side of the street and they had a for sale sign on the other side of the street, and it had, it's like a green marbly like countertop. And that green marbly countertop was the big obstacle in selling that house. So the realtor came over and saw what we were doing. And they said, oh, can you come look at this? So we actually did theirs. And about 2 or 3 weeks later, after we did it, they had an open house. And I did notice that the house was sold probably in a month, you know, several weeks after we did it. And so it was just the impression that they have to spend, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to remodel something versus seeing something that's already done for them.
So it's a fraction of the cost, and it's also something that lasts a long time. 12 to 15 years is what you typically tell people that they can expect that it would last for.
That's for a tub. Now, for like wall tile, that can go 20, 30 years. There's no real limit on that.
Okay.
I've done kitchen countertops before, and I know that 15, 18, 20 years later, they're still out there in a great shape.
And so it's durable.
Exit durability.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And it's, I mean, there's nothing like being the whole house being turned upside down with major construction, and you can get in and out in a matter of days.
Correct.
Yeah, some people, when they have the bathroom done, they actually have to move out because now they might only have one bathroom. They have no place to go.
Yes.
And they're actually, I know people actually living in a hotel waiting to get their bathroom done. But with this, there's not the expense of besides the construction, now you got the extra expense of being in a hotel. You get this done in one day, bing, bang, you're in and you're out.
Right.
And let me ask you a question along those lines, though. You know, like when you have permaglaze and that product, that when you're refinishing it, the process, can it cause any damage or harm to the occupants of the home or animals or pets?
No. I mean, like I said, it is a spray-on process. There are solvents involved with it. We do have a venting system. And so it's kind of like a turbo-like vent so that we, you know, actually put fresh air back into the bathroom and then pull all the old air outside. So, you know, there's a little bit of an odor when we're finished only because of the nature of the material. And but that's never really been a super major factor for anybody.
It's not like you have all these heavy solvents like you spray in a car or anything like that.
No, I mean, it's like
it's
you
all
said,
water-based stuff, you said, right?
Some is water-based and some is solvent-based. But again, with our venting system, that helps to mitigate all the issues with it and stuff. So.
Okay, so permaglaze is a wonderful alternative to major construction. Is there any time that you go into a property to give an estimate or to look at the situation and you have to tell the homeowner it is not an option for them?
Sometimes, and I always say that, there's a certain thing, there's something that they want, but then there's certain things that they really need. Now, they may want to reglaze all their tile, but the tile in the surround area is loose, it's falling down, it's moldy and mildewy and stuff, so we have to take that down. So we have an option. We have acrylic tub systems that they're custom cut, made right on site. There's probably about 50 different colors with that. Some look like real marble or granite or stone, and then others are just solid colors, but they come with corner shelves, they come with grab bars. We put new plumbing fixtures in, meaning the new valve and disc all pressure balance, tub spout, shower head, the whole works. And then we could put shower doors on, curved shower rods. There's a lot of nice accessories that are available. Many of the units that we install come with a lot of accessories. So there's no need to buy extras, but they can if they want to. We could put extra grab bars in, but we always put a grab bar in with every job that we do. So.
Okay, so an acrylic tub would be something that you would recommend if their wall was spongy.
Yeah. Based on what I see, I make recommendations. Now, we can either put a brand new acrylic wall system in and glaze their tub.
Okay.
We could put a new wall system in, put a brand new tub in. We could put a brand new walk-in shower, pull the tub out and put in a shower. The shower base has about a 4-inch high lip on it so that they don't have to step over, a big tub or anything. And then we could also put acrylic tub liners in. I don't do as many of those only because of the cost factor versus the glazing.
Mm-hmm.
And putting a new acrylic bath system in is a really fun way to go, and it gives people a whole brand new look. And then from a durability standpoint, the acrylic like tub liners, the acrylic wall system, they have a lifetime warranty.
Lifetime.
Lifetime, yeah. And so that's a really neat thing too. And again, based on the colors, with the colors, be solid colors or the granite color, but they also come in a tiled look as well. So the walls can look like a subway tile. They can look like a 4x4, 8x10. We call it a diamond tile. So it has like different shapes and stuff of the tile. So there's options available. The neat thing with that, it looks like tile, but there are no grout lines. There's no, way for anything to get into the pores of the tub because it's solid surface. But has the shape of the tile.
So it's easy to clean and maintain.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And all of these units and options are on display at your showroom?
Yes.
Yep. And your showroom is where?
At 849 Scranton Carbondale Highway in Dixon City. We have examples of, we have several clawfoot tubs that have been done so you can see what the finish looks like. We have tile that has the glaze on it, a solid color, and what we call the stone flex. We have countertop samples, colors of countertop samples, shower door examples. So just about everything we do as a business, people can come and feel and see and, appreciate the look and the beauty and the options that are available.
And they can decide for themselves what works for them.
Sure.
Okay.
And I do a lot of the in-home estimates, and I bring all of like our sample colors with us, and then I can show them pictures of what we do and what the options can be. And I don't really push them into doing anything. I give them suggestions and then let them make the decisions. I always say it's their home, it's their castle, what you want to do and the money that you want to invest. You can, go from different choices, and I try to give them options so that they feel most comfortable in what they're purchasing and investing for their home.
And your estimates are free?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I tease people. I charge $50 for a free estimate. And, then they look at me like, what?
What's wrong
with
you?
What did you just say?
And then they have to scratch your head a minute. So you have to be a little cautious because some people, they'll take that literally and other people understand what I'm saying. Just teasing.
Right. So. Never hurts to have a laugh. What's your phone number?
We have several numbers based on area, but basically our local number is 570-344-8434, and our 800 number is 1-800-375-3000. 3259. And so they can contact us in that. Our answering machine is on 24/7. So if they call at midnight, you know, we'll take that call, and the next morning we'll, you know, return the call and follow up.
And then someone can find you online at permaglazeliners.com?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. permaglazeliners.com. Dale Mutchler, owner of Permaglaze. We're headed towards a break. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a gorgeous home at 1521 Quincy Avenue in Dunmore with 5 bedrooms and 2 baths on the first and second floor. And on the third floor, it has a 2-bedroom apartment. All of this for only $169,000. This beauty has a newer kitchen with granite countertops, hardwood floors, a fireplace, a driveway, a newer gas boiler, and a new water heater. The third floor apartment has a 1-year lease, and the income from that would almost pay the mortgage. So if you need a big, beautiful house in Dunmore, give us a call about 1521 Quincy Avenue for only $169,000.
I have with me today the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for residential single-family homes year-to-date. What's happening out there? The absorption rate, which means the time in months, the amount of inventory available in terms of months is 7.54, and that's a 26% change from last year at this time. We're down. Last year at this time, it was 10 months of inventory available.
That's good.
Yes, that is a good sign. Now, the median list price is $149,000. You can ask whatever you want. Last year at this time, the median list price was $139,900. Median sales price, this is what matters, is dead even with last year at this time. Median sales price year to date is $122,500. That's $122,500. Now, what's going on in the price ranges? What's up in sales? Yes, the $40,000 to $50,000 range is up 44%. The $120,000 to $140,000 range is up 15.9%. The $160,000 to $180,000 price range is up 18%. The $250,000 to $400,000 price range is up over 20%. And the number sold so far this year, year to date, is up 5.7%. The pending listings is up 3%, and the active listings is down almost 10%.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's time for a short break. We'll be back in a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, fell realtor, Pat Devaney.
Yes, and we're back.
And we're back.
And we have good stories.
We have good stories. We're with Dale Mutchler, owner of Permaglaze. Hello again.
Hello again.
Thanks for being here with us 2 weeks in a row. We're talking about all the different products that you offer. You'll transform a bathroom overnight, literally, and kitchen counters, fiberglass, tiles, and you have a wonderful product and other options as well. But the wonderful product that we've been mainly focused on and talking about is Permaglaze.
Correct.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. So when you apply this product to, say, a bathtub or walls or wherever, how long does it take for it to cure, dry, set up, please?
Typically, we recommend people wait a minimum of 24, ideally 48 hours.
Okay.
Now, what I had They've improved the dry times and the curing times a little bit. So we used to say 48 to 72 hours to dry. And an interesting situation we had, maybe 15 years ago or so, when the dry times were a little bit slower. We did one specifically, I remember the details, because it was a little on the humorous side, I'll call it. It was a Friday afternoon. It was in the Tunkhannock area. It was a clawfoot tub, one that like a soaker-like tub. And we recommended she waited till Sunday to use the tub. Well, she was explaining that one of her friends had a wedding the next day, and she was in the wedding. She was all excited about that. But we gave her her care instructions at the end and recommended, like I said, Sunday to use the tub. So, sure enough, she didn't wait till Sunday.
But it felt dry? Did it feel dry?
Well, yeah. She went
dry to the touch?
Well, she left a message on her answer machine Saturday morning. She had a wedding to go to, like I said. She did say that her mom lived nearby. She would go over to her mom's. Well, the inconvenience of going to her mom's is a little bit more of what she wanted to deal with. So to use the actual tub, she went and she said, it felt kind of dry. But so I filled it up with water, took a real quick bath, and got out. And I said, well, you know, didn't you wait? And she said, no. I said, it felt dry. So, but anyway, so when I got out of the tub, I looked in the mirror and I dried myself off. I had white on behind. My behind, what shall I do? And so, I had to throw a little bit of humor in this. And so I said, well, you know, we can send one of our technicians out there with some lacquer thinner and sandpaper, and he can scrub it off for you. And, needless to say, she paid extra for that? No.
Free of charge?
Yeah, we gave her a discount, I guess. Right. No, but we can go in and we could fix it, obviously, you know, and that happens. And I've had, you know, people standing there looking at the tub, and we had this one elderly woman. She lost her balance, put her both hands on top of the tub, and had two big handprints on top of the fresh tub glaze. Yeah. This was just done like maybe 15, 20 minutes later. So when we're finished, we usually recommend people stay out of the room. We want to prevent as much dust or, you know, maybe lint or hair or anything like that from landing in the tub. So that's why we usually recommend they wait till the next day at least, you know, to go into the bathroom. Sometimes if they have one bathroom, it's a little bit more challenging. But in our masking process that we use to protect the walls, we put plastic on all the walls except for what has to be glazed itself. And so we could take that down so they can get in and use the bathroom and stuff. But it's always a interesting scenario, interesting layout on people's bathrooms and stuff. And most of the time they abide by our recommendations, but every once in a while they don't. We've had cats go, you know, sneak in and you know, put their paws or jump on the tub. We had a countertop that we did. This is maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It was down in Hazleton, I believe. And her grandson was chasing the cat around in the house. And the kitchen itself was all plastic off, and kind of like the movie E.T. where they have plastic around everything. And so the cat actually got behind the plastic trying to get away from this little guy and jumped up on top of the countertop. Left cat paw prints, and then it was a long-haired cat, and cat hair was stuck to the counter.
Oh, lovely.
But you could fix all that.
Absolutely. Yeah, she called, and we just had to go in, and you know, we just kind of wet sanded and sprayed some more clear coat on. It was fine. It was easily fixable. So any repairs that need to be done, most of the time they're easily repairable. One of the things, as far as like the materials that we do, one thing that we find a lot of is fiberglass. And people think that if they have a crack in it, they have to tear it out. And again, you know, then they're talking, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to tear that up, put new in. But we have a process that can actually fix and resupport like the bottom of the tub. A lot of tubs, they're just like hollow underneath. And there's a gap between maybe like 1 to 3-4 inches. Some tubs have like styrofoam. The newer tubs, they're really, I don't want to use the word cheap, but they are very inexpensive. And the quality is like, there are some tubs about this as thick of a like a coin, maybe about as thick of a nickel or something like that.
Poor quality.
And then they have about 4 inches of white styrofoam underneath it. So standing in it, you will actually crush the styrofoam and then crack out the tub. So we have different methods to strengthen and resupport the tub underneath. And then we glue down, it's called an onlay, like right on top of the tub itself. So then that's as strong as the regular tub itself.
So let me ask you something. If I have a tub, because my mom is elderly, And it's the high tub.
Yes.
And she has a hard time getting in and getting out. What do you guys have? You had a solution for that, right? We talked about that on the break. What do you do there?
Well, we can either, you know, take it out and put a whole brand new walk-in shower, which is the most expensive way, or we have a process called the Safeway Step Unit. So it's a template that we put over the top of the tub, and we actually cut out. It's about maybe 2-2.5 feet wide, and it drops the tub down about maybe 10, 11 inches. So if you have a 15-inch high tub, now the tub is only 5 inches high. And there's 3 or 4 different designs with that. So you can have just the walk-in unit itself, so you can step through the tub. We have ones that have like a door on it so that you can actually keep it as a tub with easier accessibility. And then there's one, they call it a convertible, so that you put this the cap over where you cut the tub. And then the other part goes on top of that, so it makes that into a tub as well. And so there's lots of different ways. And I have pictures and designs and things that I can show people when we do estimates and give them options. Now, we could cut like a fiberglass tub very easily, enamel steel tub a little bit tougher, but a cast iron porcelain-like tub, they're the toughest to cut. You know, we have different diamond cut blades on our machinery and our equipment and stuff, so we can cut it to make it, you know, work for people. So when we do those, a lot of times we put one or two like safety grab bars in, so they're getting in and out of the tub. They have something to support themselves and to keep themselves safe. We could put slip resistant bottoms in tubs, and there's a lot of different ways that we can make a bathroom safer. And that's one of them, by what we call the Safeway Step Units.
Okay, good information.
All right, so you're talking about cutting an existing tub and modifying the existing tub, so we don't have to go through the construction of ripping out everything, and you do that, just modifying
correct,
the existing
yes,
tub.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know you could do that. Yeah.
Now, there are several companies that have a lot of like properties that are like elderly people designed.
Right.
And some of the tubs, like I said, they're about like 17 inches high. And so for people to get in and out, are very, very difficult.
Yes.
But if it's a fiberglass tub, which these are, we could put these new Safeway Step Units in about 2 hours. So convert a tub into a shower in about 2 hours, which is pretty remarkable. And they could use it like virtually the next day. We yeah. want all the adhesives in the sealants to harden up before it's used, obviously. But it's a great way to make accessibility into a bathtub a lot.
Without doing major construction.
Yes.
And the cast ones, too, you use these Diablo blades and you can cut through those,
too?
We
can cut through that.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Sure.
And, of course, you give free estimates.
Absolutely.
And there's the showroom, which anybody's welcome to come to Monday through Friday. What's the times you're there?
From 10 to 5, we're Monday through Friday at our showroom, 849 Scranton Carbondale Highway in Dixon City. And it's in the Cinema Plaza. We're just up from the Five Guys and across the street from Suburban Casual. So people know you with that. That is that. And we have all sorts of examples of what we do. We have clawfoot tubs that have been before and after reglazed, and you can see what countertops look like, what the acrylic bath systems look like. We have all of our wall color samples, designs, and things that look like either marble or granite or some type of stone look, tile looks and things. So there's a lot of things in our showroom that are interesting options that people can use in their particular situation.
And online, you're at permaglazeliners.com, and how does someone get in touch with you?
Well, our phone numbers are 570-344-8434, and our 800 number is 1-800-375-3259.
Dale Mutchler, owner of Permaglaze, we thank you so much for your time last week and this week. We enjoyed having you.
Well, thank you. It's been a real pleasure myself to
thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home at 634 North Hyde Park Avenue in Scranton for only $69,000. This stucco home has thermal pane windows, a brand new bath with granite. It's got really got beautiful granite tile floors. I saw pictures of it. There's a really nice bathroom. This lovely home also has stained glass windows, off-street parking, a beautiful covered front porch. So if you want a lot of house for not a lot of money, take a look at 634 North Hyde Park Avenue. A 4-bedroom, 2-bath home for only $69,000, and that's listed by Stephanie Silvestri of our office.
Remember to Always check out jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, to view our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows, and it is mobile-friendly. Also, remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate, on 94.3 FM, The Talker.